All right, we're talking now with the Ipswich girls lacrosse coach, Allison Tivnan. And Allison, welcome to MSO, and thank you so much for letting us contact you today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
What a start your team is off to, 4-0. We're going to get to yesterday's disappointment for a different reason. But tell me about this start, because I'm looking at your scores. You've doubled up on the opposition. But also, the Marblehead game seems to just jump off the page to me. So tell me what's been the highlight so far in your first four games.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely been working hard. We were hoping to be 4-0 heading into spring break. Well, we were hoping to be 5-0, but as you said, yesterday's unfortunately got canceled or postponed. So that was our goal coming into preseason. We had a huge start against Peabody. I would say for me personally, that was our best so far.
Mm-hmm.
That 10-8 victory over a Division I is huge.
Yep.
For a Division IV school in Ipswich. So we started off really strong and came out and beat them, on a rainy Saturday morning. So that was huge for us. And then Georgetown was our next game for a good first Cal win, which was awesome. And then that Marblehead game, as you said, again, Marblehead has always been a powerhouse as a Division II school. So that was a great win, a very tight win, too. That was a little too close for comfort for me, but we held on towards the end, which was great. And then we obviously just had a great Cal win against Hamilton Wenham on Monday. So we're right where we want to be. And we're looking forward to having a week off to kind of to rest. As I said, unfortunately, it kind of stinks that we have the whole week off, but a lot of the girls are going to England for a school music trip. So we'll get back to work next Saturday when the girls return.
Great tradition at Ipswich High School. And first, again, please, we know a little bit about your biography, but tell me a little bit about your background in lacrosse, because you're not new to the sport.
No, I played at Danvers High, graduated in 2011, and then I went on to play at Assumption College in Worcester, which was awesome. Played all 4 years there, was one of the captains out at Assumption and also at Danvers High as well, and then did some part-time coaching volunteer work with Danvers High, and then, came over to Ipswich in 2018, where I did 1 year at JV, and then there was the COVID year, and then have been the varsity coach for the last 3 years and hope to be for a long time.
Being at the middle school, have you had a chance? To me, it's always great when a coach has eyes in the building or is in the building. And at the middle school, have you had a chance to sort of nurture some of your student athletes? And then you've got them in high school on the playing field. So that has to be somewhat of an advantage, and you've been there long enough now to do that?
I try, yeah. I definitely, I encourage all middle schoolers to get out and be active, find their thing. I'd love for them to be lacrosse, obviously, so I try to groom them young. And I do a lot of clinics with the high school program for the youth, so that's been really helpful. But, encouraging anyone as the counselor to get outside, get active, play sports, and if they choose lacrosse, that's an added bonus for me, for sure.
All right, and then you see them, you keep your eyes on. It amazed me when I taught middle school, and then I moved to the high school to see how much growth there is between, say, the 8th grade and the 11th grade. I think the biggest spurt for me was between 10 and 11. So you get to see these young people at all different stages.
Yeah, and what's really cool about Ipswich, it's just such an amazing community. I love it so much, is that our schools are connected. So, I get to see my players throughout the day, as you said, keeping eyes on them. So it's really cool. They'll come down to my office during there. They have our block, which is like a free block. So they'll come down, and we can check in and even just see them on a game day when they're dressed in their uniforms. Or,
mm-hmm.
It's really great, obviously, in season, but also out of season, just to, keep those communication and relationships going. So it's a ton of fun to get to know the students, not just 9 to 12 or 6 to 8. I get to know them from 6th grade to 12th grade.
Right, right.
It's awesome.
All right. Tell me about the Baker now, because looking at the standings, and of course, it was supposed to be Ipswich, Linfield, both at 4-0 yesterday. What happened? How come we didn't play?
I know. So it's unfortunate. And our athletic director, Tom Gallagher, really tried to get that game in. We really wanted it before the spring break, too. Our schedule is pretty hectic in May, but unfortunately there's a real lack of officials, not for lack of trying, just we need more. So if anyone is listening or hearing this, like, hopefully we can get some more officials out there for girls lacrosse. But unfortunately, our game had to be postponed due to that. So it wasn't lack of trying on Ipswich's AD, Tom, or, you know, Linfield's as well. Me and the Linfield coach and all the ADs involved were really trying to get that game in. But unfortunately, it was out of our control, which is super disappointing.
Well, the other school that is always a powerhouse is Manchester Essex, and they're off to a terrific start, too. So you have your challenges. Now, tell me a little bit about your team, maybe some of the kids who are back and who your leaders are.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I mean, we'll be excited for that Manchester Essex game. That's always kind of the biggest game on our schedule. It's a very great rivalry between the two schools, so we're excited for that. But the kids, I mean, we have a lot coming back. We lost a lot. We lost six seniors last year, six starters. So it was tough losing that leadership. But we have huge leadership coming back. Last year we were fortunate enough to have two junior captains who are now our senior captains again, with two others. So we have Ashton Flather, who's our goalie, who is just absolutely outstanding. She's been outstanding in the first four games. She's been outstanding for the last 3 years that I've had her. So her leadership is huge. The other returning captain is senior Lexi Wright, who unfortunately is out with an injury right now. But we're hoping to see come back mid-May. Hopefully early May would be better. But it's been a tough loss not having her back there. But she's been at every practice, at every game, you know, really, really pushing the girls hard. And her leadership off the field has been tremendous. In a tough situation, it's tough to be sitting in your senior year. So she's just been outstanding day in and day out. And then we added two other captains this year. Ashton's twin sister, Kaden, is a senior who has been an outstanding addition to our captaincy this year. So she's been off to a great start leading our attack and, you know, really just such a strong player for us there. And then junior Estelle Gromko is another one of our captains, and having a junior captain is obviously so important for the young kids, and she just brings such an intensity, and the four of them work so, so well together. So that's been huge. And then we have another senior, Carolyn Bailey, who is just unbelievable and awesome. And, you know, her attitude is a game changer for us. When she's on and she's positive and she's hyped up, it's awesome. So between the four captains and then the senior, the five leaders that we have is just unbelievable.
Allison, you need to be a little more enthusiastic, you know. Don't be so shy and laid back. No, that's awesome.
I know. I'm a talker.
No,
and
I love it.
I love lacrosse and I love these kids. So yep. I could talk to you all day.
That's great. Well, we're going to talk again. But in the meantime here, what's the style of play that you promote with this particular group?
So we are really focused this year on the we, not me. That's kind of our big mantra, really focusing on moving the ball, hitting that next pass, and looking for assisted goals. We're not trying to take it me. We're looking for a bunch of different scorers on the attack and really trying to play fun lacrosse. They're really fun to coach right now, and they're really fun to watch when they're playing at their best. So our hope is just to continue to have fun and work together as a team all year.
Well, I got to tell you, with the pronoun thing, my pronoun is we, because when my wife says, hey, we have to fix the screen door, it's me. So I get that. It's we. That's a great thing. All right, so
we're very focused on that for sure.
I gotcha. All right, so you have a week off, and what's the plan for the team with this week off?
So a lot of them, like I said, are going to England. A lot of our bigger players are stronger players, so that's a little tough. We do have a lot staying back, but I've honestly encouraged them to take the time. You know, if we're having some kids go away on a trip, I feel that other players should be able to take time with their family and friends and do their college visits and their appointments and, you know, rest. We've been working really hard these last four and a half weeks. So I'm hoping they can get together with, you know, do some captain's practice, play some wall ball, do some conditioning on their own until we're back on the 22nd. But, you know, I'm definitely nervous. This would be my one hesitation for our season is the time off, especially since we've been playing so well. But I'm very confident in this group that we'll be able to get right back to it.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that is very important, because there are different philosophies on this week off. Some coaches absolutely adamantly forbid kids to go on vacation. Other coaches coaches say just what you do. Hey, it's good for the brain. It's good for the body. I'm glad. But, and when you come back, you've got a great big challenge, with Newburyport right to start the, I don't want to call it the second half of the season, but the next portion. So, that'll be a challenge as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, always. I mean, Newburyport is always a powerhouse. They're very well coached and they're very well disciplined. We've never played them at home. I told the girls that yesterday. So we've always, since I've been the coach, since these girls have been in the high school program, we've always played in Newburyport. So I'm hoping that we could, you know, show them a little bit from Ipswich, you know, and hopefully we can play our Ipswich game on our own turf. So hopefully that goes well.
Yeah, we know Coach Batchelder knows what she's doing as well. This is great to meet you, Coach. I wish you safe travels, and I'm going to check in with you again, if not frequently, at least semi-frequently.
Awesome. That would be great. We'd love to chat with you anytime. Hopefully here, see you at the games and check back in and give our girls some press.
There you go.
They deserve it.
Hey, have a great week and a great trip, Allison. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Allison Tivnan, who is the Ipswich girls lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.